Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. I realize that I haven't given you guys an update recently on what's been going on in my entrepreneurial world a lot. And, you know, I got thinking about all the stuff that's been going on over the last really 6 months with the vineyard, with the hotel, with flips, with some of the other events that we're going to be throwing with the Millionaire Mindcast coming up. And, you know, this idea of momentum. Momentum oftentimes working for you, momentum oftentimes working against you. And something as entrepreneurs, I believe we need to give more attention to and be a lot more aware of. And we're going to talk about that today, as well as some of the things that have been going on in my world. But if you're new to the Millionaire Mindcast, be sure to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so yet. You can also watch all of the Millionaire Mindcast shows on YouTube. If you want to do that, you can head over there and subscribe there. And all I ask is that if you get any value from anything you hear on the show, if it's impacted you in some way and how you think and what kind of actions you're taking and who you've been able to connect with, all I ask is that you share this with somebody else who can get some value from it, or two, leave a review on whatever podcasting platform you're listening to this on so we can continue to spread this message. With that being said, I want to give a big shout out to today's review spotlight, my man, Matt Boudreau, founder of the Roseville Acton Academy, and all the amazing high schoolers that I got to connect with and sit down with and talk entrepreneurship with. It was amazing not only see how bright and intelligent these next level entrepreneurs are already, but to also see the leadership of other individuals pouring into that next generation. And was really inspired to see that. So big shout out to my man, Matt, and all the amazing things that he's up to. And if you're just new to the idea of Acton Academy, it's this entrepreneurial school and ecosystem all around the country for really younger kids, kindergarten through high school, that are new, you know, entrepreneurs and don't really want to follow or fit into the box of traditional schooling. So it was really fun to hang out with those guys. But we got a lot of exciting stuff going on in the Millionaire Mindcast world and the Rich Life community. So be sure to head over to therichlifeacademy.com for more insights on what we got going on there. The planner, the Rich Life planner, to help all those hard charging entrepreneurs out there become more organized, more efficient, more effective in how you break down your goals, track your habits, and of course, achieve what it is that you're looking to achieve. That is on sale right now, so be sure to check that out. That being said, let's not waste any more time. Let's dig into today's episode. Hey guys, if you are someone who considers themselves a high achiever, but you often find yourself really busy, while those important tasks get procrastinated on or pushed off, then the Rich Life Planner is the perfect productivity tool for you. This planner was specifically designed to help you plan out your top goals, to build better habits, and to track your progress and growth all in one place. If you are ready to unlock new levels of success in 2020, head over to therichlifestore.com and grab yours today. So what has been going on in my world? I know I've been able to connect with a lot of you guys, you know, who've been following the hotel journey, who've been following the vineyard journey, who've been following just my real estate investing journey, which is really my tree trunk, right? It's my wealth building vehicle as well as my business vehicle in how I make a living and have achieved a level of financial freedom and security. And, you know, part of that has been an ongoing sequence of momentum. And this is something that I wanted to bring up, being that, you know, a lot of people, when they're asking me, how do you do a lot of the things that you're doing? How do you balance all those things? How do you handle the challenges and the roadblocks and the hurdles? And I'm just like you guys, where, you know, it's an ebb and a flow. It's an evolution. And I'm just trying to be as aware along the journey as I possibly can be. And one thing that I often overlook when I was thinking about it that has allowed me to cover more ground than maybe I should have or people think is possible, I'm not saying that I'm special by any means, but it's been this idea of momentum. because momentum, you can't see it, right? So a lot of people don't know how to measure it. They don't know what value to give it. And I believe that it's one of the most powerful forces in life and business, right? Momentum is either working for you or it's working against you. And I had a lot of momentum when I got into the Vineyard deal at my back. And I mean, it was opening doors and opportunities and, you know, things that I would have never fathomed possible for myself until I got into that space and I had that momentum working for me. And the conversations and the relationships that led into more opportunities, which led me literally to the hotel deal up in South Lake Tahoe at the Play Park Lodge, right? And so that momentum started to compound and started to unlock new levels of conversation, of intentionality, of discipline, of opportunity that just wasn't there before. And momentum is an amazing way to shortcut time with your goals. I was reading not too long ago, Tom Bilyeu of Impact Theory, who I love his content, all the amazing stuff that he puts out. He said, stop being patient and start asking yourself, how do I accomplish my 10-year plan in 6 months or a year? Or chop that 10-year plan in half to 5 years? Or how do you chop it down into 2.5 years, right? And here's the thing that he mentioned. You're probably going to fail, but you'll be a lot further along than the person who simply accepts that it has to be done in 10 years. And one of the ways you can create those shortcuts is by finding a wave of momentum that is working for you. It's kind of like getting in that wind tunnel and finding that stride and being able to just cut through all of the things around you and getting exactly where you need to go in much quicker of a time frame than you believe is possible. And I think that's something that is very, very important for all entrepreneurs to pay attention to. And really just in life in general, is we need to stop adding time to everything. And when you have momentum, believe and know that now is the time to double down, triple down, and see your growth become exponential. Because it is 100% possible if and when you feel those times of momentum, whether you have certain people in your world that you need to take advantage of and double down on, whether you have certain opportunities that you need to leverage and double down on, whether it's you feeling optimized mentally, physically, spiritually, your habits, your disciplines, your beliefs, your mindset, and doubling down in that season. Because we all know we don't show up like that every single day, right? So knowing when you're in those seasons of momentum becomes extremely important. Here's what you need to be very, very careful of. What kills momentum? What kills momentum is complacency. What kills momentum is entitlement or arrogance, right? Thinking that you got it all figured out. Resting on your laurels, sitting a little bit too long in one position, celebrating your success. You know, and I've been guilty of all three of these things many times, and each time it sets me, it sets my goals, and it sets my entire team and my company back. Now, here's the important thing to pay attention to. What starts or compounds momentum? Small, smart choices day in and day out, done consistently over an extended period of time. That's it. Small, smart choices done consistently over an extended period of time. You do those things over and over and over again. These aren't astronomical or groundbreaking or earth-shattering concepts or ideas. It's doing the little things consistently over and over and over again till all of a sudden, you see what once was you walking turning into a jog, then turning into a sprint. And that's where people overlook the process of getting from slow to fast. They think it's one big thing that's going to tilt the scales in their favor. And oftentimes, it's just doing the small things every single day, intelligently, consistently, over an extended period of time. Because when you start doing those little things, success, opportunities, conversations, experiences that create momentum start to build behind you. And how you can go about doing this is, number one, just take an audit. Take an audit of what is my routine. What are my activities? How am I spending my time? What is my main target and focus right now? Recalibrate. And then once you're clear on that, you can build the disciplines and the habits and the relationships and the opportunities that are necessary to create that momentum in your life. Now, if you have a fire burning and a desire to be better, all you have to do is do those things, start making the small, smart, consistent choices in that area, and you're going to start to see the momentum that's created from those disciplines, those habits, those things, become the fan to your little spark that turns into a fire that then, once you get the momentum, the fan and the wind on your little spark, you begin to turn into a wildfire and cover ground that you would not have been able to cover if you're just in a place of complacency. If you're in a place of just thinking that, you know, it's going to happen for you, right? So those were some of the things that have really been paying dividend for me over the last 6 months, and how I've been going around and creating opportunities for myself in my business, as well as for other individuals that I get to coach and work with. But oftentimes, you know, if you're not where you want to be, I would look at what kind of momentum you might have working against you. Bad habits, bad relationships, bad disciplines, bad routine. On the contrary, if you can pay attention to going, man, I'm feeling like I'm clicking right now. Why? Why are you clicking right now? What are you doing every single day that's leading up to that? Very, very important to be aware. Being aware of momentum working for you or against you is a great way to compound success. And so that's really what I've been focusing on in my world. And I'll be completely transparent and honest with you guys, because I think this is important. The last month, I've had a level of self-doubt and limiting belief in my head stronger than I have ever experienced in my entrepreneurial journey before. And as you break through to new levels and you try and stretch yourself into new arenas, new opportunities that you maybe have never been involved in before, new levels always create new devils. And counterpunching that self-doubt has been a hell of a battle for me right now, to be completely honest. And that requires me to recalibrate my level of focus and happiness and discipline and the habits that are going to allow me to make this ceiling that I'm trying to break through right now into larger investing deals in the vineyard, in the hotel, in future opportunities, and make them my floor. Because right now, the momentum over the last month, 60, 90 days, has been really working against me. And so being very, very aware of that has allowed me to at least take ownership and control of where I'm at with that. And again, recalibrate, refocus, get that clarity again, realign with the habits, the disciplines, the routines, the relationships, the conversations that will again course correct me into the right direction, on the right path, and start building the momentum. Because there are going to be many times when you need to check in on the GPS and make sure that you're still going the right way, that you're still driving the right car, that you're still operating the car the right way while you're in it, and that you're enjoying the ride. Momentum is a big key of all of that. So that's what I've been focusing on recently, of just bringing more awareness to that. And I felt that that could bring some value to a lot of you, right? Where in your life, where in your business do you have great momentum? And being aware of that so you can double down on that. Where in your life or in your business do you have bad momentum? And being honest with yourself about that. Taking inventory of that and doing the necessary things that you need to do to refocus, course correct, and get back on the right track. Because I know that you are building something big out there. And the best thing you can do for yourself is to keep your level of awareness up so you can keep your level of intentionality aligned with the person that you need to be in order to show up in the best way to cover the most ground. Hopefully that was helpful for you guys today. As always, I love connecting with each and every one of you. So if we're not connected on social media, hit me up on Instagram, official Matty A, or go over to YouTube, hit that subscribe button, or just shoot me an email, mattya@millionairemindcast.com. We've got some great stuff coming out each and every week with our Millionaire Monday guests, with our Wealth Building Wednesdays now, talking all things true wealth. And then, of course, just some of these things on Fridays about thoughts and principles and practices and disciplines to help you, the hard-charging entrepreneur, on your march to a million and beyond. So with that being said, be sure to spread the love, make an impact in someone's life by sharing this episode with them. Subscribe, leave a review if you haven't done so already. And if you want to check out more of what we got going on over at therichlifeacademy.com, which is a wealth-building community based on real estate investing, equities, stocks, and building wealth in all areas of your life, you can check out that at therichlifeacademy.com. Until next time, I love you guys. I love you guys. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.